Dr. Vogelsang, Dr. Dutcher talked about other comorbidities. What about cardiac history, and what's the deal in terms of with sunitinib and cardiac toxicity?
This patient had hypertension, so he's at risk for both, and I've seen hypertension with both. I don't think you're going to get away from the hypertension problem with any of this class of drugs. It was interesting that the axitinib had apparently even more hypertension than sunitinib. Certainly, sorafenib had mild hypertension, but yet when you look at all of them, they're roughly a class effect.
Dr. Bukowski, can you talk a little bit about what we know about the cardiac effects of sunitinib and what kind of cardiac history would get you to hesitate?
The patients we treated in the phase 3 studies and in the phase 2 studies with sunitinib were generally selected to avoid risk factors that might predispose to further cardiac problems. When they looked at the GIST data in the randomized trial where sunitinib was given at the same dose and same schedule, there's about a 10% incidence of ejection fraction abnormalities that develop in these individuals. And there have been some cases now of congestive heart failure. They're pretty uncommon, but they can occur. Those ejection fraction abnormalities seem to return to baseline when you repeat them in about 2 to 3 weeks. And so their meaning and their importance is not clear at this juncture. But I think as we start to treat more people in the community who have risk factors, who have cardiac disease, we have to be somewhat vigilant and look at these individuals to be certain that you're not going to have a person who develops increasing problems with sunitinib. So the issue is, would you get an ejection fraction routinely in these patients? No, the FDA didn't require it in the package insert. It wasn't an issue. I think if you are treating somebody who has a history of CHF or who has significant cardiac risk factors, you should take this into account and consider that option. I'm not saying you shouldn't treat them. I just think you need to be cautious as you treat them.
I hypothesize that, in fact, it's a class effect of this kind of drug and that it's a vascular effect that's happening, and it appears to be reversible. But we're going to find out, because in the adjuvant trial that's just opened, which is sunitinib versus placebo and sorafenib versus placebo, there is a cardiac monitoring component to that clinical trial, and all patients will be getting serial MUGA scans. Just anecdotally, I've had a patient with Avastin have an exacerbation of CHF, with that being the only drug. I think it's going to be something that we'll see more of.
I suspect we do already have a lot of data. The sorafenib and Sutent SAE files continue to fill up my office. I mean, I must sign 50 a week. I don't think that any of us read them anymore, but when you do take the time to look at them, there are some unusual side effects that are occurring, and you look at them and you say, you know, what is that? Is that the drug? Is that the disease? You're going to see some unusual side effects with these drugs, and that's a concern for long-term therapy. You should not launch without being aware that you're going to become busier when you put a patient on one of these oral TKIs.
So the incidence of cardiac toxicity with sorafenib, it's an important issue because it was looked at, and it's low, but it is real. And it was about 2% of patients had acute MIs who were taking sorafenib compared to less than 0.5% who were in the placebo arm. So statistically, is that a difference? Well, probably not, but it did raise the bar a little bit for us to look at these issues. And so we're examining very carefully the patients who developed this particular problem. We did not do ejection fractions in the sorafenib patients. There was no reason to do it. The FDA is very sensitized to this issue now, and that's the reason for the ejection fractions being done in the adjuvant trial. They're concerned about sunitinib and long-term toxicity in the well patient. And so the issue of following them with ejection fractions is a very relevant and important one.
Any speculations from the three of you about potential mechanisms, cardiac toxicity?
There's small vessel changes. These are endothelial inhibitor agents, and the myocardium has small vessels. There's certainly not a lot of large vessel data, but like Ron said, there are infarctions, but most of this seems to be a decrease in ejection fraction without vascular change.
And without evidence of myocardial ischemia or damage. And it's reversible. And it's actually very similar to the type of, well, we don't know that it's very similar, but the pattern is similar to what's been seen with trastuzumab, where there can be a decrease in ejection fraction. But that component of giving breast cancer treatment is actually the reversible component. So it's a different kind of toxicity.